Welcome to the How to Write a Book podcast, the show that helps you plan, write, and publish your book, even if you're a beginner or just feel like one. Now, for your host, she's written over a dozen books and helps others bring their books to life. Here she is, Maciel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the How to Write a Book podcast. You guys, welcome. Oh my gosh, if you're here and you're listening to this, then you are moving forward in the direction of your dreams and goals in writing a book. And I want to say, hey, congratulations. And you deserve a high five for just saying, hey, I'm going to show up. You know, even despite this crazy pandemic and all this other crazy stuff, you are moving forward. And that is something beautiful and something worthy of celebration. So I want to say, way to go, you. All right, before we move on to our topic today, and the topic is the critical voice, let's start with your writing prompt. Your writing prompt today is, you hear a sound that reminds you of a childhood memory. Describe the sound. Ooh, all right, cool. And your motivation for today is, write the story that's in your heart and not the one you think will pay the most money. Brenda Jackson, author of Forged in Desire. Awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Great. You guys. All right. We are talking about critical voice today. And why is critical voice important? Critical voice is super important because it is such a little demon. It is crazy how critical voice can get in there and make you feel like one of the worst people in the world. And not just that, but like one of the worst writers in the world. And I want to say to that is that it's not true. You are an awesome writer. You can do this, and your words deserve to be out on the page. So there are a couple of things that we're going to talk about the critical voice. Now, as Dean Wesley Smith talks about, he says that the critical voice has won over your writing when you have stopped writing. Yes, it's true. So if you have stopped writing, if it has been weeks, months, even days that you haven't written a word, then that means the critical voice has won the battle for now, only for now. We want to keep that in mind. Okay, yeah, it is not fun to know that this critical voice, in however form that may be, for some reason, I want to call it like the name of like a second grade teacher for some reason. I'm just like, why are you beating me down into the ground? So whatever you have named that critical voice and you have not written, then it is winning in your life. So we want to tackle a couple of ways into getting yourself back on track, beating down that critical voice and saying, hey, I am a writer and my words are good enough and you are going to put your words out there. All right, so here are a couple of tips to get you started. Okay, so first is journaling. Now, I have talked about journaling in the past and how awesome a book journal is. So a book journal, just to do a summary, a book journal is a notebook, you know, preferably written by longhand if you can, or whatever way that gets you into the flow. It's a journal where you will talk about the writing process. Now, it's not the place where you write your book. It's where you write your thoughts. It's where you put down your feelings and the things that are troubling you and the things that you're winning at and the actions and the surprises and the things that are helping you to write better and faster or even more in depth. The journal is a transparent way to look at your writing process. And even if you are moving forward in your writing, and maybe it's a little bit slower than you like, but if you're keeping up with your journal, then you are keeping track of it. You're keeping track of how well you're doing, as in your mental of like well-being. You know, so even if you wrote 100 words, but you feel great about that, you know, you write that in your journal and that's moving forward. And your journal will remind you like, hey, you did a really great job. So that's one way to do this. Another way is to do that calendar method. So if you have stickers or a great big Sharpie and a cool calendar, maybe an analog calendar or it's on your phone, maybe like on a passion planner or something like that, mark down every time you meet your goal. So it's important to have a goal that you know that you can meet every day. And when that happens, when you write down like an X mark or stickers that are starting to build up on your calendar wall or on your planner, then you're starting to feel that confidence and say, hey, I've done this before, I can do it again. And even if it's baby steps. And there's something that I also want to mention right now. There was this epiphany that I had, and I think that some of you might also be struggling with this, and I hope this helps you out. Sometimes we have such like a type A perfectionistic style that when our writing is finished, when we finish writing for the day, we don't feel productive. And this is how I felt, right? So let me dive into how I was feeling previously. When I would finish a writing day and say I would write like 5,000 words or so, I still felt unproductive. I felt like I could do more. I didn't feel like I had really accomplished a lot. It didn't feel like it. Now, one thing that I realized was that it actually didn't matter how I felt. Okay, yeah, I didn't feel accomplished. Yeah, I didn't feel like I had done anything. But does that mean that I hadn't? No, I had actually written 5,000 words, or maybe in some days 10,000 words. But that feeling, when I listened to that feeling, when I listened to that feeling of doubt, when I listened to the feeling of inadequacy, then I stopped writing because I was listening to that feeling. And sometimes feelings aren't truth. Sometimes feelings aren't actual indicators of what's going on in real life. So if you set a goal for 500 words and you write 500 words, and at the end of it, you're like, well, it didn't feel great. It didn't feel like it was good. Whoa, we're going to ignore that. Let's ignore those feelings, right? Instead, we'll say, did I meet my goal? No matter how you felt about it, no matter if you felt like it was gold or less than that or more than that, it doesn't matter how you feel. It's that you met your goal. You showed up for yourself and you said, hey, I am showing up to this challenge no matter how I feel and I will move forward. And I think that that's going to help you guys as much as it's helping me now, like to say, hey, it doesn't matter how I feel. I'm going to move forward. All right. Also, start small. 100 words, 500 words, kind of start tricking yourself into setting up those little blocks so that you can build moments of victory. So if you start off with 100 words every day and you're like, oh no, that's too small. Let's just start off with that for a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, do 100 words every day. And then you find, oh my gosh, 2 weeks of 100 words, you have some writing done. Then you can move on to 200 words and start finding ways of tricking yourself back into the writing process, because sometimes we get so just overwhelmed with the pressure that it can feel like, oh gosh, I can't even take another step. But you can if you somehow make it more fun for you. Remember those times where you would get so into the flow of something, you wouldn't even know where the time passed? We want to get back into that state. So find ways to cut the corners back into that flow state. It's not cheating if you're enjoying it. If you're enjoying the process and you found a way to get back into that really blissful process, then that's a beautiful thing. And that's how you keep writing. So keep that in mind. And also keep your why at the forefront. Always remember why you're writing. Always remember what you want to do. But don't let that be a huge boulder in front of you, like an Indiana Jones boulder. Don't let your why overwhelm you. Just remember that you have a purpose. This is beyond you. Your words might affect someone in a way that you will never, ever estimate. So just move forward because your why is valid no matter what it means. Okay, guys, I hope that that brings some light into the critical voice. Remember, if you have stopped writing, the critical voice has won this battle for now, only for now. Remember that. You will get back into the writing mode. You will find a way to get into it. And now one thing that I'm doing, and I'll tell you guys what I'm doing to get myself back into it, because yeah, the critical voice has won, every couple of weeks or so. And what I'm doing now is that I am getting accountability. I'm getting even more accountability. Now, this worked in the past, and then I hit my flow, and then I hit a wall. And I'm going to go back to it, which is I'm actually going to bet money on the line. And I've mentioned this in the podcast before, but when the money is on the line, oof, you guys, fire under my butt, I'm going for it, right? So I will be paying my beta readers. I will be putting it down with a close friend of mine who keeps me accountable, saying, hey, dude, if I don't show up with this book, you are welcome to take this from my bank account. I will treat you to a spa day. So that is what I'm doing, you guys. And I hope that that helps you as well. As always, I'm looking forward to hearing what you say, write, and think. Of course, you guys, keep writing. Your words deserve to be out there. And I look forward to seeing your words on the written page. As always, if you have questions, you can email me at maciel@blackheartedstudios.com. And hey, if you want some coaching or some editing services, you can also contact me in there and I'll be happy to give you an hour of my time to move you forward, whatever you need to get the ball rolling and to get your writing done. Okay, guys, I hope you're having a wonderful, beautiful day, and I'll see you on the other side. Bye. Hey there, writer. Thank you for listening to the How to Write a Book podcast with your host, Maciel Valenzuela. If you like the show, we'd be happy if you left a review. For more information on writing and the writer's life, go to www.themaciel.com. That's www.themaciel.com. We'll see you on the other side.